The latest on corn and bean emergence across the United States. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. On the latest crop progress report that was released on Monday, out of the 18 states that report corn planting, 97% of the acreage is planted for corn as of June 8th. And places like Minnesota is completely done. Iowa is at 99%, South Dakota at 97%, and Nebraska also at 99%. As for the soybeans planted among the 18 states, 90% of the acreage is planted there. South Dakota, 94%, Minnesota, 99%, Iowa, 97%, and Nebraska, 96%. And the big focus isn't really on the progress of planting anymore. It's more on the emergence and how that's going. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey gives us a state-by-state update on corn crop emergence.
We continue, however, to see those extremes a little wetter in the eastern Corn Belt and a little slower on planting and emergence, a little quicker as you move to the north and west. A couple of numbers to drive that home. Ohio, 68% of the corn crop emerged by June 8th. Five-year average is 81%, so 13 points behind. Meanwhile, North Dakota, outpacing Ohio at 76% emerged. Five-year average is only 59%. So they are looking at plus 17 points ahead of average.
And how about soybeans?
We've got a pretty long list of states where we see our emergence numbers that are double digits ahead of the five-year average. That list includes exactly 10 points ahead of average in Minnesota, Missouri, and North Carolina. Even a little quicker in North Dakota, 53% emerged versus 42% on average, so plus 11 there. And then leading the way is South Dakota, 79% emerged, 13 points ahead of average. On the flip side, we have one lonely state, Ohio, double-digit negative on those emergence numbers. 58% of Ohio's crop emerged, the June 8 five-year average, 69%.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.